The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. Now, it is, in fact, the Word of Faith Netcast, for now. But I want to say, this is the last Word of Faith Netcast. I know some of you are going, what? This is terrible news. No, no, it's good news. Not because we're going off, because we're not. But it is the last Word of Faith Netcast. No, in fact, we are changing the name of the various aspects of the ministry to Speak Faith. Just like speakfaith.tv, we're now going to have the Speak Faith Netcast, the Speak Faith Broadcast, and this program will be called Speak Faith. Speak Faith Netcast. Don't put a dot in it. Speakfaith.tv has a dot because it's a URL, but we don't need to do that with the Netcast name, okay? Is that clear as mud? Speak Faith is the name that we are giving the program. Just like speakfaith.tv has that name in it, then the other programs that we put out, the other ministry, you know, opportunities that we have, those are all Speak Faith. All right? Hopefully haven't confused you. Praise the Lord. I believe you're hanging in there with me. Now, that also means that our website is changing. Now, WOFM.org has been our website address for many, many, many years. But we are changing it to speakfaith.org to keep this flow. Amen? We're consolidating our branding. That's an official business-sounding term. But really, it just makes it easier to remember everything is Speak Faith, all right? And we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But I wanted you to see that URL, speakfaith.org, because we've had a speakfaith.com, the Speak Faith Project, which I'll talk about more in just a few minutes. And we've had speakfaith.tv. But Speak Faith is a phrase, a term, that God gave me for this aspect of the ministry, and that is speaking the Word of God, confession of God's Word. I prayed one time, I said, Lord, what is the essence? If you boil it all down, what's the essence of my ministry? And God said, speak faith. Two simple little words. Speak faith. It's all about confession of the mouth. Okay? It's all about speaking your faith. Now, we're going to get more into that as we go along. But before we do, let me just talk about a few things. Many years ago, I had it crossed my attention that if you go into a search engine and you search for Word of Faith teaching, whatever, almost everything you turn up is going to be negative. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be unscriptural. And that frustrated me. I mean, I teach the uncompromising Word of Faith. Kenneth Copeland teaches the uncompromising Word of Faith. Kenneth E. Hagin taught, before he went home to be with the Lord, the uncompromising Word of Faith. It's near and dear to my heart. It's what I'm about. Like I said, Speak Faith is the essence of everything I do. So I was frustrated that there were so many sites that had Word of Faith, but it was all negative. So I said, there's got to be a way to get the information out there on the web about Word of Faith teaching that is positive, that is good, that is scriptural, that has scripture for it. You know, it's like Pastor Keith Moore says, what do you need to be scriptural? You need scriptures. So you got to have scriptures to be scriptural. So I said, we need a site that will expound on what is the Word of Faith. How do you operate in the Word of Faith? What does it mean to believe the Word of Faith? And so I put together a site at that time called speakfaith.com, and I called it the Speak Faith Project. And the reason it was a project, I wanted to develop this website and do a lot of SEO. Now, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, okay? Big, long, fancy term. That simply means, as a webmaster, you design your site so that it will be searched and referenced readily in the search engines, and it will pick up the meta tags and the information. I don't mean to get technical here, but you know what I'm saying. You design the site in such a way that it comes up often when you do a search. So if you do a search for Speak Faith or Dr. Bill Bailey Speak Faith or Dr. Bill Bailey Word of Faith, you're going to find speakfaith.com. Okay? That's our Speak Faith project site. And it has an article there that says, why Speak Faith? You know, not only that you should do it, but why you should do it. Okay? And it goes into detail. It has scripture. It has thoughts concerning operating in faith in that article. Okay? So that's on that site. And there's a brief summary at the very first page of that site on what speaking the word of faith is all about. Okay? So that's the Speak Faith Project. We've had that for a long time. Actually, since 2006, we've had the Speak Faith Project, okay? And that has been, I've had a lot of good reports on that. It's got my wife's testimony, Belinda's testimony of how she was healed of postpartum cardiomyopathy. It has the video from Kenneth Copeland's Believer's Voice of Victory program where they interviewed us in 1995. And it has all of that, which is just a few years after Ben was born, my son. All of the details about that you could get from that video, which is available on speakfaith.com. All right? So all of that to say, we've been doing Speak Faith and speakfaith.tv, our Roku channel and our streaming video site. We've been doing all that for years now. So now we're consolidating it all together, so that the ministry will be known for Speak Faith, okay? Now, when you get right down to it, why? What's important about speaking your faith? Well, we said we need Scripture. Let's go to the Scripture. Let's look at Romans chapter 4, verse 17, talking about Abraham and what he did with regard to his faith. Abraham, it says, called those things that be not as though they were. Now, it says he did that imitating God. He said, like God, he called those things that be not as though they were. Think about God. The very first thing that is recorded in the Bible in Genesis is that God created the world by speaking, created the whole universe by speaking words. He said, light be. Now, it literally, in the King James, it says, let there be light. We know that. But literally in the Hebrew, that's what it is. One word, light, in the present tense. He called light. Light came into existence. He called what was not yet. Light was not yet. But he called it into existence. He called those things, light, as though it was in the present tense that it already existed, and it did. He's God. It happened immediately. Okay? Now, that's the process. Calling those things that be not. Light didn't exist. He called it, and then it did. You see that? So what about that? That's what Jesus said we are to do in Mark 11. What he said, have God's kind of faith. All right? Mark 11, 22. Have the faith of God, or as some translations say, have God's kind of faith such that he called those things that be not as though they were. And what did Jesus go on to say? He said that whosoever shall say or speak or call or speak to this mountain and tell it, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he saith, it's what you're saying out of your mouth, what you saith shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you saith. In other words, you'll have manifestation of whatever it is you are saying, whatever you're calling into existence. Speaking your faith. We speak faith. Now, I'll give you a good example for my life. You've heard me talk about how I was healed and I was raised up off the deathbed. Couldn't move, couldn't walk. Lost weight down to where I was 140 pounds, skin and bones, had skin hanging off of me because I used to weigh 625 pounds. And then I lost down to that 140 over a period of several years there. It just kept falling off and falling off, falling off. They didn't know why. But I got down to that super skinny, emaciated, scrawny. Matter of fact, let me just show you a picture. Look at this picture. This picture is of me before, or actually after I got up off the bed, barely. I could only stand by leaning against the bed, and I'm having to hold my pants up. They're doubled over twice to hold my pants up so they don't fall off. And those were small pants for me at the time. They weren't my big pants. They were the regular pants that I wore as I was going smaller and smaller and smaller and losing weight. But I got down to where I just weighed nothing hardly, 140 pounds. For a 6'2" guy, 140 pounds is almost nothing. Okay, that's pretty much just the bone and a little bit of skin stretched over it, and that was it. And my skin was just hanging off of me. I was so weak, I couldn't move. But prior to getting up that day, I literally was laying in bed, couldn't move. Couldn't lift my hands, couldn't lift my legs. My organs were failing. I was dying. Doctor said, you've got a week to live. That's it. Now, that's sobering to hear a doctor stand there in a lab coat with a stethoscope around his neck and say, you got a week to live, you're out of here. And then he went on to say, as if to rub it in, we need this hospital bed to help people that we can help. We can't help you. So we're sending you home to die, put you on hospice care. You don't want to hear that. But that was the doctor's report. That is not the report that I received. That is not the report that I confessed. I confess the Word of God. The Word of God says, by Jesus' stripes we were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes we were, past tense, healed. In other words, on the cross he bore our sicknesses, he carried our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. So my confession was, I'm the healed of the Lord. Symptoms of sickness and disease may be trying to attach themselves to my body, but I'm the healed of the Lord. I stand for my healing. I confess I am strong. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is the strength of my life. I begin to confess that. I called those things that be not as though they were. Well, Dr. Bill, can you do that? Is that scriptural? Let me give you a scripture. Let the weak say, with their mouth, let the weak say, I am strong. Now, let's analyze that. Let the weak say, I am strong. Are they strong yet? No, they're still weak. Look at the scripture. The weak are still weak, but he's saying, I am strong. He's calling those things that be not yet as though they were. He's weak, so he's calling himself strong. I was weak, so I started calling myself strong. I was sick, so I started calling myself well. I was sick, so I started calling myself the healed of the Lord. And I became healed and whole. Up off the deathbed. 2 years have passed. Still alive, still kicking, getting stronger every day. Because I'm confessing the Lord is the strength of my life. I confess every day, every cell and every organ of my body functions perfectly as God designed it to function. Now, I've added to that recently that every tendon and every muscle in my legs and my arms function perfectly as God designed it to function, and they are strong. I call myself strong. I speak, I say, I am strong. And you know what's happened? Some of you know, I've been getting stronger, and I've been getting stronger, and I've been getting stronger every day. Used to, you'd see me barely getting along with a walker. Now I use a cane. Every day, getting stronger. Every day, getting stronger. Well, why aren't you completely holding well at this point, Dr. Bill? It's been 2 years. I am recovering as I go. Think about that. It says of Jesus that the first miracle that he performed was at the wedding of Cana of Galilee, where he turned water into wine. That was the first miracle. But then it says that he saw a man and ministered to him, and the man was healed as he went. In other words, as he walked off, he got stronger and stronger and stronger over time. And it says of that, this second miracle Jesus performed. Still a miracle. I'm telling you, the doctors told me every organ that was failing would fail. I was failing to thrive. That was their official medical term, failure to thrive. And I would be dead in a week. So they sent me home to die. I'm not dead. I'm strong. I'm alive. Well, how can that be, Dr. Bill? That's a miracle. You got it. Well, how did it happen? Because I called health. I rejected sickness. I called health. I called those things that be not as though they were. They weren't yet, but I called them. Charles Capps talks about call to the dog. You go out to call the dog to come eat supper. You got his bowl out there. Dog's off, a long ways off. He didn't know it's supper time. So you start calling the dog. I'm calling you, Fido. Hey, Fido, supper time. Come on, get something to eat. What are you doing? You're calling the dog. Is the dog there? No. But what are you doing? You're calling him. So I was weak. What do? I call myself strong. I call for strength. And I get it. I have those things that be not as though they were. I have whatever it is I am confessing. The phrase is, confession brings possession. Do you see that? How do I get it? By calling. By speaking faith. That's how you operate in faith. As you speak it, you call it. You say what it is you desire, and it comes to pass. You call it as though it already was. So, let's say your car is conked out. It's an old junker. It's practically dead on its feet. What are you going to do? I call for a car. What? Yeah, I call for it. I have a new car in Jesus' name. I have it by faith in Jesus. I don't see it. Do you see it? No, I don't see it. I didn't ask if you saw it. I told you I had it by faith in Jesus' name. Now, through a series of things, whatever, I'm going to have that new car. And I get the new car. Well, then you look at it and go, oh, you got a new car. Yes, I got it. It's manifested. There it is. How'd you get it? I called for it. I called it by faith, and now I've got it. Oh, Dr. Bill, you don't really believe that. Oh, I really believe that. I really had to believe that, or I wouldn't have gotten up off that sick bed. That's how it works, okay? I speak my faith, and I have faith results. Now, some of you that are Star Wars fans know what Yoda told Luke. He said, when he told him to raise the rocks, you know, with the Force, he said, I can't do it. And Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. You don't try faith. You either do it or you don't. Did you get that? You don't try faith. You either do it or you don't. Now let me give you another good example. You saw that picture of me. How skinny I was. Well, I ain't that skinny anymore. I gained a bunch of weight back. So what am I doing? I'm losing weight. Now, how am I doing it? I've cut back on my eating, and I've increased my exercise. You say, oh, Dr. Bill, that's no fun. No, it ain't fun, but it's what you got to do. Okay? You cut back on your eating, you increase your exercise, and it's just physics. You start losing weight. Well, I started losing weight. I've lost 8 pounds so far. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But now, you know what I say every day about that? I got to stay the course. I got to stay the course. What does that mean? I got to keep eating less, and I got to keep functioning and exercising more. That's staying the course. If I just quit that and just started eating everything in sight, grabbing everything, stuffing it in my mouth, what's going to happen? I'm going to start gaining weight again. But as long as I stay the course, I keep losing weight. Well, that's in the natural. Same thing is true spiritually. The only way you're going to operate in faith is to speak faith and keep speaking the desired end result and do not waver. Do not fall back. Do not give up. Do not say, oh, that faith stuff doesn't work for me. It just quit working for you because you started saying something else. So I say consistently, regularly, what it is I want. Confession brings possession. I'll have it because I've been saying it. I'm speaking my faith. Do you see that? I trust you're getting this. Some of you are. Some of you, the lights are beginning to go off. You're going, oh yeah, okay, I've got to say it. I've got to have faith that it exists before it manifests. Now see, a lot of people say, listen to this phrase, you've heard it. I'll believe it when I see it. No, you won't. You say, what? Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. That's wrong. On so many levels. First of all, it won't work. But second of all, it's not even true. You say, how can that be? Hold on. Once you see it, you don't have to believe it. It's there. It's physically present, whatever it is. You don't have to believe it. It's there. You see it. You have to believe something exists before you see it. I mean, that's like Jesus told Thomas. He said, Thomas, here, reach forth your hand, put it in my side. Reach forth your hand, put it in the holes in my hands. Be not faithless, but believing. In other words, Thomas was saying, I have to see it to believe it. Jesus said, no, you're faithless. To be faithless is to not believe it before you see it. Because before you see it is the only time you can possibly believe it. If it already was present, naturally, physically manifested right before you, you wouldn't have to believe it. It already is there. Did you get that? Again, some of you, it's beginning to dawn on you a bit. So what do? You call the thing that is not yet physically manifest as though it was. And when you do that, it comes to pass. Now let's go back and think about Mark 11 again. Jesus said that you speak to the mountain, don't doubt in your heart, and believe that what you are saying is coming to pass. That what you are saying is coming to pass. That's the way the Greek tenses read there. What you're saying is coming to pass. So it hasn't yet come to pass. It's going to come to pass once you start saying that it's there by faith. So I call healing. I call for my needs being met. And it comes to pass. takes time. There's time, as Dr. Jerry Savelle says, there's time between the amen and the there it is. But you got to have the amen before you have the there it is. You got to believe and confess before you see the manifestation. The believing and confessing is the faith part. The manifestation is the there it is part. The part that no longer requires faith because it's actually physically there. Amen? You got it? So we call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. We call for things. You know, it's like if I go to a big fancy hotel and I call up the front desk and I say, I would like room service. I would like a steak and some potatoes and some iced tea, unsweet tea. I'm going to put my stevia in it. See, I use stevia to sweeten my tea. So I call for all that. I call for it. Is it there? No. I've called for it. There's a knock on the door. Guy comes to the door. He says, sir, he's got a tray. He says, here's your steak, your potatoes, and your unsweet tea. And I go, thank you. I roll my card in, and I eat my meal. Now, we all understand that, don't we? I called for it. It came. I ate it, partook of it. Hallelujah. It's really not that much different in the spiritual world, except the calling of it calls it as though it already existed. I call the meal there, and it isn't there yet. But I'm calling it, and it comes to be. Do you see that? Now, we're not talking magic here, okay? We're talking supernatural activation of spiritual principles that cause things to happen. The Word of God says in the book of James that the tongue sets in motion the cycle of natural events. That's what the Greek says. The cycle of natural events are set in motion by your confession. So as you begin to confess the Word, it sets in motion a cycle of natural events. And it comes to pass. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, that could take some time. It might very well take some time. You do not try. Amen? So you do what is required for faith to operate correctly. And guess what? It operates correctly and you receive manifestation. If you don't do that, you're not going to get manifestation. If you don't speak your faith, you're not going to have anything by faith. That's what I want you to see. Wow. We've really gotten into some things, haven't we? We're going to have to stop right here and pick up again next time. Next time I may go a whole different route, but praise the Lord, I wanted to introduce this to you and let you know that we have some things happening. Now, the Word of Faith Radio Rally is coming September the 15th. Mark your calendars. Only about a month and a half off now. September the 15th, the Word of Faith Radio Rally. Also, I mentioned SpeakFaith.tv. All of our projects now are SpeakFaith. SpeakFaith.tv is available for you. There's more people watching the live stream than ever before. Hallelujah. That's exciting. And I tell you what, I am just excited. Brother Harold Cagle called me today and says, how do I watch that on my regular TV? And I told him about the Amazon Fire Stick, that you can get that Amazon TV, Fire TV stick, and watch it. And there's instructions on our website, on speakfaith.tv website, how to do that. Okay? And then, of course, also, you can go to speakfaith.org, the new name for our website. And speakfaith.org, if you go there, we've got all kinds of teaching articles. We've got all kinds of information on SpeakFaith.tv and on our SpeakFaith, what's going to be called the SpeakFaith Radio Broadcast, currently the Word of Faith Radio Broadcast. But you can check all of that out and get into that. And I tell you, I am excited that you do that. I'd also love for you to write me here at our email address. Our email address has changed. It is now drbill@speakfaith.org. Now, drbill at wfm.org will still work. If you have that in your address book, don't worry, it'll still get to me. But again, we're rebranding and reemphasizing Speak Faith. So drbill at speakfaith.org is the email address. And then also, our regular mailing address is Word of Faith Ministries. That has not changed. Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated is still our non-profit corporate organization. Hard to say. And it is a 501c3 nonprofit recognized organization. And if you give to Word of Faith Ministries, your gifts are tax deductible. But I wanted to show you that our address has changed. It has not changed. It is still the same. Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. Join us again next time, and remember until then to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.